In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, when, 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascended bodily into heaven. Those 40 days were an incredibly important time for the early church and for our faith. The apostles and the other disciples, who were witnesses of his resurrection, were able to see the physical body of the risen Jesus. They were able to touch him, to eat with him, and to converse with him. During that time, he transformed their fear of death into love for eternal life. He also opened their minds to the true meaning of the scriptures, and he showed them why it was necessary that the Christ must suffer and die and then rise again, in order to take away the sins of the world, to reconcile humanity to God, and to enable us to become partakers in the kingdom of heaven. The ascension of Jesus is thus the fulfillment of the Paschal mystery and an essential part of our own salvation. By taking his body into heaven, God showed us that we must live as Jesus did, by faith, and not simply by material things. He also gives us hope that we ourselves, body and soul, will eventually enter into the kingdom of heaven. And by believing that Jesus ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, we learn to contemplate the treasures of the perfect kingdom of heaven: justice and mercy, peace and purity, truth and love, a kingdom where no evil enemy lurks and where we can enjoy the vision of God for all eternity. Through his ascension, our Lord is calling us to be united with him in heaven, as he was united with us here on earth. But today's gospel also reminds us that the meaning of the ascension is not simply that Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of God in eternal glory. When Jesus was preparing to leave his disciples, he also left them with a mission. "Full authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you, and know that I am with you always until the end of the world." Saint Jose Maria Escriva said that the Feast of the Ascension shows us that our concern for souls is a response to a command of love given to us by our Lord. As he goes up to heaven, Jesus sends each one of us out into the world as his witnesses. Our responsibility, therefore, is a great one, because to be a witness for Christ implies, first of all, that we should try to behave according to his doctrine, and that we should struggle to make our actions remind others of Jesus and his lovable personality. All those with whom we live and work, all those we come in contact with, should find us to be examples of the great Christian virtues: humility, patience, modesty, faith, hope, and above all, charity. Jesus has departed from this earth as far as his physical presence, but he remains close to each of us in our hearts and prayers, and especially in the sacraments and in our spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And as, after the ascension, the disciples return to Jerusalem to be with Mary, the Mother of God, and to await the descent of the Holy Spirit, so we too should prepare our hearts for the coming Feast of Pentecost and pray that the Holy Spirit may inspire us to carry out our mission to be witnesses of Christ in the context of our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.